This is the first time Chirp Radio's live storytelling and music series recorded at Martyrs in Chicago's North Center neighborhood. Here's your host, Jen Sodini.
Up next, we have Chloe Louise. Chloe Louise is a Renaissance person, a playwright, a visual artist, a painter, painting everything from fat femmes to whimsical still lives. You can view her work on Instagram, at art festivals, at k.k.louise. Everybody, give a big hand for Chloe Louise. Yeah!
Thank you. Okay, so I met Alex at a bar at 10:30 p.m. in San Antonio. There was a certain horniness to the air that night, a Texas steaminess, if you will. I dressed confidently, tits up and out. I was a 23-year-old virgin, and I decided that enough was enough. There would be no more of this dickless pussy. Tonight, I would be having my first course, my first intercourse. Taller than me, Alex felt like a great choice. He had great hair, blonde, and in his eyes. All I needed was someone who would just be down to get the job done. Hi, he said as I approached him at the bar. You look so hot. I smiled my thanks, looking at him in his basketball shorts. Shortly after arriving, he invited me back to his place. Yes! I didn't feel too out of place on the edge of his bed. My inexperience was probably very clear as I deliberately waited for him to begin the act. He sits down next to me on the bed and takes my hand. It's happening. Hey, he says really softly. No matter what happens tonight, my brows furrow. No matter what's happening tonight, we're fucking is what's happening, right? No matter, he says. I want to get to know you. You seem like a really cool person. Feelings? Well, I suppose my charm can't be helped. And then it's actually happening. We kiss. My skirt comes off. His shorts are tossed aside. I'm laid down. He enters me. He thrusts in. He thrusts out. In, out, in, out, in, out. Oh, it's done? Oh, okay. Woo! I did it. I've had sex. Did I orgasm? Doesn't matter. But I did it. I'm practically awakened now. I'm sure there's something very different about me. I mean, he came, but like, I'm not sure about like what this is. Well, I may have spent the next 2 weeks very casually, very demurely plan a date with him. And after some sporadic back and forth, I finally got penciled in for a coffee date before work. At 7:30 a.m., I'm fucking pumped. He shows up late in sweatpants and just a little high, but damn, was he still taller than me and did I like his hair? The conversation was surprisingly easy. I mean, I think I'm damn well charming, and he laughed at my jokes. And he was clever too. My laughs were earnest. He listened to me talk about my friends and said he'd love to go out with us sometime that evening. When it was time for me to head out, we left together. He held my hand and he turned me towards him. I had a really nice time, he told me. Me too. He leaned down, cupped my cheek, and kissed me. Outside in the morning sun, he felt something enough to kiss me. By the time I was at the pool bar that night, the vibe may have shifted. I mean, that day he was sending me little texts like how hot I looked in my uniform, or like how he'd love to have me bent over his tub right now. You know, romantic, right? We texted about him meeting up with me and my friends later that evening. After more non-committal, sporadic back and forth, we go to meet him at the pool bar. Only when we get there, he wasn't alone. I pointed at him to my friends and said, there he is. I think he's with another woman. He briefly left that woman at the bar at the pool table to get a drink at the bar, where I go to greet him. Wow, you look so hot. So I'm like with this girl, but it's like, and I nod because, you know, if he says there isn't anything between this woman he didn't tell me about until my arrival, then it's probably fine, right? We came back to the pool table and where my friends were currently chatting up the woman Alex was with. We decided to play a game with Alex and I on the same team. What happened next was probably the most enticing and sexually charged game of pool I'll ever experience. Between turns, our eyes would meet and linger at each other. I'd bite my lip when he'd wink at me, As pool balls were like rearranged and struck into new positions, I'd follow them to the other side of the table where I'd gently run a finger along the front seam of his jeans. As I would bend over and lean my weight onto the pool table, he would subtly slide behind me and press himself into me. Standing back up, I'd feel like a ghostly touch of lips on the back of my neck. I was shameless. I was desirable. I was wanted, and I wanted back. And all the while, my thoughts would drift between the sunbath kiss and the slickness I could feel deep inside. So at this point, I realize I'm nearly fucking him in public when he's actively on a date with another woman. So I'm like, maybe I should clean this up a bit. So I go and talk to her, and we swap stories about how he came on sweet to us before acting disinterested. She said she had spent one night with him, and now she seemed to be in a place of acceptance about his general fuckboyness. I concurred, and then asked, "So would it be all right if I went home with him?" She nodded and said welcomingly, "All yours." Yes. Now not only was I in sexy foreplay heaven, I'm no longer a bad person. I was most certainly getting laid that night, and it was going to be good. The first time we barely knew each other's first names, the whole thing could be dismissed. Tonight was going to be my first, real first course. I go back over to Alex. He had been watching me talk with her. Once I'm done, he sniffs and says, "You know, I'm just really tired, so I think after this I'm just going to go home and go to bed." What? We just spent the past hour whispering about how excited we were for tonight, and now after a short but respectful conversation with the woman you came here with, you're turning me down? I confront him on this. He starts saying things like, "You deserve someone better." I tell him I'm honestly just looking for sex. He tells me to masturbate. I'm hot and embarrassed. I realize at this point I'm practically begging this guy to sleep with me. So I back off and sit with my friends. He announces he needs to drop off the woman he came here with, and they head home, they depart. Why would he switch up like that? Was he really never ever really interested in me? Did I imagine that game of pool? Then I get a text from him. "God, you look so hot tonight though." 20 minutes later, I'm back in his bedroom. It's happening. Sex. Not bad sex, good sex this time. This experience I've been lusting after for years. I was ready. We kiss. My skirt comes off. His shorts are tossed aside. I'm laid down. He enters me. In, out, in, out. He finishes. I lay there for a couple minutes when he excuses himself to the bathroom. I let the feeling settle into my bones. I'm emptied. I've spent the past couple weeks pouring so much of myself in hopes of some kind of return, and this is the meal. I go to the living room where he's drinking a beer. It's 2 a.m. I'm tired. Fumbling on his conversational matches, he attempts to strike up small talk on something I don't care to remember. At some point, he asks me where I went to college. "Switzerland," I reply. "Really?" And he pauses. He's looking at me. No, not in a late night stupor, nor in a sensual way. He's looking at me like he did back in the coffee shop. Like suddenly I'm actually there, this person with a life and a history and maybe even thoughts and feelings. He looks away. I announce I'm ordering an Uber when he insists that he gives me a ride home. I try to refuse, but he pleads with me. Exhausted, I accept. I'm quiet in the car while Alex scats. Yes, scats. We're about to cross the overpass when he decides to turn right onto the highway. "Wait, what? My home is..." "I know," he dismisses, "just taking a scenic route." My eyes are heavy. Maybe this is charming? I chew on shame and how I've become obsessed with being actualized by this man whose shitty qualities didn't stop him from being white and tall and masculine. I try to tune out his scatting. Suddenly, his phone is ringing. It's another woman, this one a town over. She's calling, panicked. Hey, it's all right," Alex soothes. I watch him on the phone. "Where are you?" "No, don't worry about it. Where are you? Send me your address. I'm coming to you." Oh. I watch in slight awe. He hangs up the phone and turns to me. "Oh, now I gotta go help out this girl who's a whole hour away. I gotta go help her out because her idiot friend hurt himself. Oh my God. My body constricts while my jaw nearly goes slack. I knew this was all performance, so much of it is, but like, I genuinely believed he cared about that woman on the phone. You don't have to, I say. You know, you can just be honest. I heard her say that you don't have to drive up there. No. His voice loud, forceful. He continues talking. With weary eyes and anxious ears, I listen to him bemoan her. I could feel myself receding into the gentle dust that floats aimlessly into the car, susceptible to pushes of his breath. I dig my nails into my palms and wait to eventually be brought home. Once we're parked outside my apartment, I flinch as his demeanor shifts. He smiles at me and puts his lips to the back of my hand. I've had a great night. I grimace back, realizing I'm wondering if he wants to come up. I wait for him to ask. He doesn't. I gently close the car door when I exit. I was 23 when I had my first course, and at 30, I'm delighted to say I've had much better meals since then. Thank you. But the taste of this one often lingers sourly in my mouth.
My friends call me a loser, 'cause I'm still hanging around. I've heard so many rumors that I'm just a girl that you bang on your couch. I thought you thought of me better, someone you couldn't lose. You said we're not together, so now when we kiss I have anger issues. You said, baby, no attachment, but we're knee-deep in the passenger seat and you're eating me out. Is it casual now? 2 weeks and your mom invites me to her house on Long Beach. Is it casual now? I know what you tell your friends. It's casual. If it's casual now, then baby, get me off again. If it's casual, it's casual. Dumb love, I love being stupid. Dream of us in a year. Maybe we'd have an apartment or you'd show me off to your friends at the pier. I know, baby, no attachment, but we're knee deep in the passenger seat and you're eating me out. Is it casual? 2 weeks and your mom invites me to her house on Long Beach. Is it casual now? I know what you tell your friends. It's casual. If it's casual now, then baby, get me off again. If it's casual, it's hard being casual when my favorite bra is in your dresser. It's hard being casual when I'm on the phone talking down your sister. I try to be the chill girl that holds your tongue and gives you space. I try to be the chill girl, but honestly I'm not. Knee deep in the passenger seat and you're eating me high. Your mom invites me to her Long Beach house. I know what you tell your friends. Baby, get me off again. I fucked you in the bathroom when we went to dinner. Your parents at the table, you wonder why I'm bitter. Bragging to your friends, I get tell the truth, but sorry, dude, you didn't. I hate that I let this drag on so long. Now I hate myself. I hate that I let this drag on so long. Go to hell.
The First Time is a live lit and music series recorded at Martyrs in Chicago's North Center neighborhood. Each reader tells a true first tale, followed by any cover of the storyteller's choosing, performed by our house band, The First Time Three. The First Time is hosted by Jen Sodini, directed by Bobby Evers, podcast produced by Jim Mulvaney, recorded by Tony Baker.